WA Alumni Podcast. My name is Alyssa Warne. I'm a Bachelor of Arts graduate and also Marketing Manager at a software company called Dassault Systems. So today I'm speaking with Aaron Dixon, who's a Senior Consultant at Ernst & Young and who's also a UWA Engineering and MBA graduate. So thanks for coming in today, Aaron.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Great. So it's International Women's Day coming up on the 8th of March. So I think why don't we kick off with, you know, a question on women in the workplace from a male's perspective. I think that should be quite interesting.
I'll do my best.
So Aaron, I guess we'll start with your career. You have a 10-year career in oil and gas engineering and project management and plenty of leadership experience. From your experience, what advice do you have for aspiring female leaders? Are there any particular traits or skills that you think make a successful leader?
I'll start with the second bit first about traits that make successful leaders. From my experience and discussions I've had with other people, the biggest thing any leader can do is sort of facilitate success in other people. If you can allow people to do their best in an environment where everyone can work together to meet the overall objectives of the team or whatever they're a part of, then that's going to provide the best outcome for the working team that you're in. To do that, that's pretty hard. You've got to understand what motivates individual people, how to set those objectives to allow those people to succeed, but also to be supportive and understand that people have other areas in their life that's important to them. Not everything's about work. And if you let those bits slide, then you're never going to get the best out of individuals. And if you can't get the best out of an individual, you're not going to get the best out of a team. Now, advice for women. I actually had to canvass some female colleagues of mine because I was confident that anything I had from my perspective was probably wrong. And it turned out I was pretty wrong. I think women have the opportunity to succeed in often better than men through skills and the effort that women have to put into, given the unfortunate and rather systemic bias towards males in society. I'm a white male middle class engineer. I've had many opportunities I know that women haven't had. And so I think women need to keep doing what they're doing. What needs to happen is an understanding that women are often more capable at the same point in their career than the equivalent male. But males have a tendency to put themselves forward, shout a bit louder, exude confidence in an area where they may be proficient but not competent. And this understanding needs to come from people like myself and other male leaders in society. And I don't think there's anything that women can do differently without that changing first.
Yeah, so from what you're saying, it does sound like it's all about perception. So it's about, you know, women really trying to, you know, make themselves heard in the workplace and to convey sort of a more confident persona, you know, even if they're not, because that goes a long way.
It certainly could help. Yeah, and there's certainly plenty of opportunities to do that, to put forward that confident perspective. But my question, and I don't have an answer to this, but my question is, why do we as a society feel that women need to change the way that they approach work and succeed in order to help them succeed? Why can't society's perspectives change to allow women to succeed in whichever way that they feel is most appropriate? I've still got a lot to learn about this. I'm, you know, just entering my career in professional services, and I'm going to do everything that I can to help my colleagues succeed.
Great, that's good to hear.
But if anyone out there's got some perspectives that I can take on, I think that will certainly be worthwhile as well.
So what did your female colleagues have to say?
So their comments were particularly around unconscious bias, which leads from my comments before. Interestingly enough, I did some unconscious bias training at work recently using virtual reality. It was really quite an immersive experience, and I struggled to believe that what I was seeing was what actually happens. But after that, canvassing the opinion of some of my colleagues again, yes, it was taken a step further than what you would normally see, but that's to make sure that it's overt and you can witness it. But the training was about having a solid perspective on what's considered normal, but how maybe it shouldn't be. And the next one was about mentoring. It's really important to have strong mentors, whether they be male or female, in a workplace that are able to provide opportunity and have success measures based on the performance of their mentees to help them succeed. If you've got someone that's your advocate within a firm, within a business, that's your objectives and their objectives are aligned and they want to see you or any female aspiring leader succeed, if your outcomes are matched and they've got that have got that buy-in, much more likely to see success.
And how would you sort of recommend that females seek mentors?
Oh, that's just a good ask one. Them? Well, yeah, I mean, I've had this conversation with my good mates from engineering is, you know, how do you picture yourself in 10 years and 15 years time, and then how do you develop a roadmap to get there? And most people's answers is finding someone who's already been there, who's already done that, who you can build a relationship with, and then go out and ask them. The worst that can happen is they say no. But, you know, what a great opportunity seeing someone that you aspire to be like, or that has skills and traits or opportunities that you would like to see, and say, hey, look, I'd like the opportunity to learn from you. Here are my expectations. Here's what I would like to try and achieve and the timeframes I'd like to achieve them. Are you willing to help me? As I said, the worst that can happen is to say no and you'll learn something. They'll probably give you a reason why, particularly if you're upfront and honest as to why you want to achieve those things. And they may be able to provide you someone else who may meet your needs, or just take a second shot at someone else.
Great, fantastic. And my next question follows on from that. How should workplaces make it easier for women to find these leadership opportunities? You know, for instance, at my workplace, we have opportunities for women to attend conferences on leadership and workshops and so on, as well as for men, of course. But there are a lot of female-specific events and conferences out there today. So what's your take on this?
I think it's a really solid start, giving women the opportunity to learn about what it takes to be a good leader, going back to one of our questions before, and the sort of roles and responsibilities that people can take on in order to further their leadership skills is a great start. The next one is providing those internal opportunities. If you go away and learn something somewhere, but you can't bring it back to your workplace, it's going to die a slow death, unfortunately. So then it's about taking that next step of giving women and people the opportunity to put those into practice in safe environments where they can fail and learn from their failure, but then for grow from that and take on more responsibility in the future would be sort of a solid next step.
Great. Yep. I definitely agree with all of that. Let's rewind back to when you first graduated from UWA with your engineering degree, about to embark on your career. So how did UWA and your early career provide you with the leadership or management skills to succeed?
I was really fortunate that I was involved in the engineering club here at UWA. Many people think that it's primarily about drinking as much as possible, and certainly something that's associated with engineers in general. But within the committee, I was the vice president in charge of education, so I got to run some events with external parties to try and provide opportunities for current students. And so I learned a lot about what it took to get someone from a student to being an employed graduate, what employers were looking for, what skills they needed, and then how to interact with the university itself, with external third parties and the students to try and bring all that together and provide those opportunities. That was really good for me, and I know other people have sort of gained through the same perspectives, whether it be through societies on campus or whether through university support, those sort of things. Anywhere where you can put yourself out, where you're in an opportunity where if there are consequences if you stuff up, kind of make you rise to the challenge and provide those opportunities to build the skills you need for leadership and management, which primarily comes to people these days. If you can understand people, what they're trying to get out of life or work, university, you're going to pick up some really useful skills.
Yeah, and it's probably a good thing to start at a younger age as well, learning all these leadership skills, and certainly being clubs, like you said, leading a club provides that experience for later in life.
Definitely.
Great. And you also completed your MBA recently at UWA.
I did.
How did that help in your career, maybe in terms of leadership?
The MBA was great, actually. We were talking before that if I'd known what I've known, what I knew at the end of the MBA, I probably would have done things a bit differently. But it was just such a phenomenal growth period coming through the MBA, having no understanding of why businesses do what they do, and then coming out at the end with a somewhat clearer view of why businesses operate in society and what it takes to make them succeed. Your question about leadership in regards to business is a huge aspect, and I think a lot of people have the opportunity to be in a leadership position within firms without being designated a leader. That was one of the big thing. One of my big takeaways from the MBA is anytime you're in a team, anytime you're in a position of dealing with clients or dealing with other people, you have the opportunity to help other people succeed. Coming back to our point before, that's not what I saw leadership as before my MBA. It was about providing direction. Providing direction is part of it, but if you tell people where to go and you don't encourage them on and provide methods and a roadmap on how to get there, People are going to try and find their own way there. People are going to get there at different times. Things aren't going to work as smoothly. And that was something I had certainly had the opportunity to learn. But as I said before, there's so much more about leadership that I am looking forward to learning as I embark on my career now, that I know I'll learn from current leaders and also people coming through. The opportunity to learn from people coming underneath you, you know, I think it's important for any leader to ask for feedback from their peers, but also ask for feedback from their team members. What did I do well? What didn't I do well? Being comfortable to learn from your mistakes and learn from other people's successes is a key part to furthering yourself and building on your leadership skills as well.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I think a lot of young alumni don't realize that leadership can come in many forms and that they can have the chance to practice leadership daily, whether it's, like you said, talking to clients or really encouraging their colleagues, things like that. So I think that's definitely great for tips for alumni out there to gain from that.
I think going back to that point for younger graduates, there's quite a large difference between students that graduate from UWA. I've had the opportunity to interview some as for jobs for vacation students and for graduates while I've been at Ernst & Young. And what I found is that just because someone's loud and outgoing and presents the leadership skills that people often believe, that doesn't mean that the quiet, unassuming ones in the corner aren't just as good a leaders as they are. And so my challenge or my advice to anyone coming out is those quiet people in the room, take time to ask them what their perspective is. Try and bring them into the room, bring them into the conversation. That will build your leadership skills and will help them build confidence in themselves that they can step up and take leadership roles as well. Because yeah, it's not always the loud outgoing people that are the best leaders, but sometimes it takes those loud outgoing people, and trust me, I'm one of them, to take a moment of silence and make sure you bring those people into the conversations. That would be a huge tip I'd have, and something that I had to learn the hard way.
That's great. And what tip would you have for graduates or alumni who are the quiet ones? You know, how can they put themselves out there if, you know, no one's prompting them to do so?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think it's a mindset. It's evaluating situations that you've been in and what could I do differently? And if a certain situation comes up again, how can I put myself into the right frame of mind to add value at that point. I think that's the big one is assessing situations you've been in and trying to get understanding of, you know, what did someone else do well that I can try and emulate later, and then put yourself out there. Early in anyone's career is the best time to try things, because people are going to give you feedback. You're less likely to have major consequences associated with it. Take those opportunities to evaluate your own performance and others, and then enact that at the next opportunity, and again, evaluate, try and put this into practice, and you'll get better every time and build up some really valuable skills.
Yeah, that's a good point. And as an introvert myself, I think I definitely gained quite a few tips along the way at how to put myself out there. And I found that probably the most valuable thing for me was to, you know, have one-on-one conversations with people, because I think that was a lot easier to, you know, gain career advice or whatever it is, instead of in the large group setting. So I definitely find the value in having those one-on-one conversations. So my next question is around career advice, following on from that. You know, as a fellow graduate, the best career advice I have ever received was to be the change that you want to see, instead of waiting for a change to happen, so waiting for someone else to do it. And would like to ask you, what's the best advice you have for a young alumni? I know you've given out lots of advice already, but female or not, what's the best advice for young alumni to develop their career?
Gee, that's a really good one. My biggest successes have come through support of my really good friends. I was really lucky. I've got a couple of good friends that I met at the very beginning of my engineering undergrad that I literally caught up with for dinner on the weekend, and we were discussing what we were planning on doing next. Having that strong support network outside of a sort of a business network where you're trying to learn opportunities or gain opportunities and learn from others, having that strong support network who understand where you are now and where you would like to go is really, really valuable. You don't always have to have the same perspective, and you will often, or not often, but you will get advice that you don't like or that you decide not to take on. But having those trusted advisors that you can go to when you feel unsure, when you're looking for to gain some perspective, is the biggest thing that's allowed me to succeed in all of the roles that I've had. Yeah, everyone should take the opportunity to build a strong network while they're at university of their university friends in order to help them succeed for years and years to come.
Wonderful. Definitely agree there. As a father of three daughters, what kind of world would you like them to grow up in? And I guess what advice, again, coming back to the topic of advice, would you give to them as they grow up to really help them make their mark in whatever they choose to do?
What type of world would I like them to live in?
A good one, hopefully.
Unfortunately, one a little bit less ignorant than we're in at the moment. I put myself through undergraduate when I already had one of my daughters, so I was about 22 at the time. She was 4, so put myself through undergrad with one. I've then had 2 while I was doing my MBA. I put a huge value in learning, making mistakes, trying things, learning from them, and doing better next time. If I can make a difference in the world for them, it would be to teach them on how to continually learn and evaluate from your own life experiences and from that of others, but then also provide that advice to plenty of other people. People make a lot of assumptions and base their decisions on those assumptions. I think if everyone could take a step back, sort of assess what assumptions they've made and how that's led to the decisions they've made in the past and currently, I think everyone would make better decisions and would be able to learn a lot faster and improve society as a whole. So my advice to them and to anyone else is take that time, take a step back and understand the value in learning, not just at university, but in all aspects of life. If you can learn, you're going to do better. And if you do better and everybody does better, then society's going to do better as well.
That's great. And let's all hope that the future generation has that same mindset.
I hope so.
Learning is a lifelong journey, and I wholeheartedly agree with that.
And a fun one too.
Yeah, definitely. Learning can be fun. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Aaron, for joining us today on the UWA Alumni Podcast, and hopefully see you next time.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you for downloading today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. At UWA, we help connect alumni with each other in our university through regular events on campus, across Australia and the globe. To ensure you don't miss out on events near you, make sure your contact details are up to date and follow UW Alumni on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.